Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
16 happy campers have moved into the Big Brother house, and one has already been banished for now. With all the new twists and turns, who has risen to power and whose game is already in jeopardy? We'll find out soon enough. But first, ring the dinner bell because the world's craziest summer camp has officially begun. Welcome to the Big Brother After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey.
I mean,
this is good.
B.
Yeah.
B.
What are these moves? What are we doing here?
Why are always, I feel like it's always this, running in a chair. Good evening, guys. Oh, I'm Bryce McClay, and welcome to the Big Brother After Show. Season 21 is well underway, and we are going to get right to it. But first... Let's introduce our panel. We are so excited to have a former house guest, Big Brother 20's Rachel Swindler with us.
Oh, she's here.
For the entire season.
Oh, she's so good.
So excited. I'm so happy to be here.
Rachel, you do a bunch of other shows on AfterBuzz, though, too, but this has got to be your favorite.
Oh, my gosh. I wanted to be on this, so I'm really, really excited. This is definitely my favorite. I love Big Brother every single season over here.
Well, we are so excited to have you. And also, as always, Jessica Williams will be running our social media.
What's up, guys? So good to be back. I've missed you guys over the past, what, 3 months?
Oh, my God.
We were just here for Celebrity Big Brother.
Just 3 months ago.
And, of course, Charles Connelly is here.
Aw, don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Hate me because I'm awful. So happy to be here. And I'm wearing this beautiful striped shirt that has 21 stripes on it in honor of the 21 season. Of Big Brother.
Was that your housewife? Your real housewife?
It's not true. No, but I really am so happy to be here for season 21. I think this is going to be one of the most exciting seasons yet, except of course your season, Rachel.
Yeah,
season 20 was amazing.
Nothing beats 20. Come on. Season 20.
Nothing beats 20. And I'm going to be doing a special segment at the end of the episode. We're going to be getting to know Rachel in a segment we like to call Rachel H. You'll see what that's about later.
Yeah.
And we're going to be doing a couple other things.
Tonight we're going to be breaking down the house guests and identifying who's in it to win it and who's in it for Instagram followers, I think. We'll also be telling you what we think about the first twist and recapping the episode. So let's get started. All right, you guys, I have a little bit of a game. We're going to talk about first impressions. I have a little bit of a game. You have one word. I'm going to go around the table I give you one word answers for all these house guests. I'm going to explain who all these people are because I want everyone to know. You guys are probably getting familiar with the house guests just like we are. I'm going to start. Rachel, I want to start with you. And you have Jackson, one word to describe him.
Determined.
Oh. Okay, keep it.
I wanted to change it last minute.
You can change it. Yeah, you can change it.
That was like instant regret.
Okay, no, I'm going to stick with determined.
Okay.
There was another word in the back of my head.
All right, Rachel. Okay, Jessica.
Damn.
What's Nicole.
Nicole. Nicole. Spunky.
Oh, okay. All right, Tommy.
Broadway. Like that, though. No other way. Like that.
Okay.
Jazzy.
Catherine.
Instagram.
Oh.
Great. Ovi.
He seems very sweet.
Okay. All right. Kemi.
Sneaky.
Polly.
Adorable.
Oh, that's good. I was going to say wine. Jack. Jack, you get it. You get Jack.
Oh, Jack. Sexy.
I've been calling him Jockleman. Jockleman.
That hair. Okay.
Jackleman.
Jockleman.
Oh, yes. Jackleman.
Yeah. Christy, Charles.
Christy. Smart.
Oh,
wow, that was the one I had in my head.
Yeah. All right, we gotta go faster. Sam.
Okay, sure, this is all we're doing.
Loud.
All right, Barry. Isabella.
Ooh, my favorite. Okay. Okay. I love her. She's so funny.
That's way more than Mudbird. But
let's keep going. Nick.
Nick, bro.
Bro. Okay, Jessica. I should have given Jessica this
wait,
one.
Jessica. Why, lovable.
Yeah.
I should tell you guys who these are. Cliff, he's a petroleum engineer.
Cliff, we're using some good memory. Cliff, he's down.
Down, okay. Yeah. All right, two more. Annalise, the soccer star.
Oh, subtle.
And finally, David. Sad.
Sad. That's what I was going to say, actually. David. Sad.
Oh, we don't even need the sound effects.
Yeah, I'm here. I got a boom, 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 boom.
Not many people know that Rachel is a performer. You were like a stage performer, right?
Yeah.
For a while.
Yeah, a couple times.
Oh, we're done. You're going to peel back all the layers.
Sorry, I'm going to peel all back. That's just one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I perform. You know, I don't like to do it in front of people. It's like really awkward.
But you're a performer. So you just like to perform in front of your
audience. I'm just kidding.
All right, so who do you guys like? Let's talk about who you guys like. Who do you like? Give a few people that you like.
Okay, so.
Oh, boy.
Few people that I like. I love Tommy. Broadway performer, so of course I love him. Tommy, Jessica, I love her. She's so lovable, so likable. And also Christy, I like her too because she's very, very smart. Jackson's also one of my favorites. Mainly because he was following me on Instagram, so that was like...
Ooh.
And then his account actually messaged me, and they were like, hey, like, Jackson was a really huge fan of you last year.
Really?
Yeah, so
well,
I...
gotta be fan.
Yeah, I was like, if he was a fan of me, then I stan him. Also, Isabella, and that's... Yeah, that's about
that was just everybody.
Mm-hmm. That was just, I mean, that was like five.
That's
so like,
good. That's
yeah,
good.
And Avi too. Okay, that's...
All right, Jessica, who do you like?
So first off, I already said it, but Isabella, Bella... Her personality, she's so funny to me, and she's just so down to earth. So I'm going to enjoy watching her. I like Jack. He just seems really chill and cool, and he's also funny. You know, they put in those one-liners that I enjoy. And then also, Jessica. I agree with Jessica. I think that I'm so mad that she wasn't the first camp director.
Yeah.
We can talk about that later. but yeah, so those are my three.
I like that.
Who I'm rooting for.
Yeah.
I'm really feeling Isabella this season.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I think that she's going to go really far. I get a really good vibe from her. I think that she's really smart. I also am really all about Christy. And I think that Tommy's going to be really fun to watch. I think he's like the season narrator. I think he's going to be the person who's telling the audience what's going on in the house. So Tommy's going to be fun.
Yeah,
interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys, those are interesting choices. I feel like I have like different... I do like Christy a lot. I think for somebody, she's very... Mm-hmm. I think she's really smart. And I think... Like, also Jack is in that same category. Like, they're just chill people. And I feel like right now in the game, especially at the very beginning, you guys know, it's really important to be even keel and not, not ruffle feathers and just, like, chill and stay your ground. But one person that I'm really watching is Nick.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a therapist. Tattoos. I think there's something really interesting about him because... He is, and I'll talk about more why I like him a lot, but I just think he's a therapist, and again, I cannot stand when everyone says that they follow Derek Levasseur's. They're like, well, I want to be like Derek. I can't stand that, but I really feel like... And in the broad, which I thought was interesting, he says, I'm not going to tell the house guests what I do for a living. But yet, then when we saw when they were introducing themselves, we never see what he says.
Right.
So I wonder, if he changed his mind or anything or whatever. Like, I don't know. Let's see. I'm trying to think of who else I like. I mean, I liked Jackson, but then as I've watched, I saw his pre-interview, I was like, oh my God, yeah. Like,
pre-interview was great.
I really liked, because he was very strategic, it seemed and now I'm like,
because he sticks out. He's a standout, physically, obviously, so it's not like he can fly under the radar too much.
I definitely agree with you about Nick.
Yeah.
I've been noticing, I feel like there's a lot of players that are sticking out more now, and he's just kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
Like being protected.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And he got one vote, right, for the camp director, remember?
Yeah.
But he was the vote. He was I think he was
a fluke
Jessica's vote.
Right.
Gotcha. Or a hinky vote.
What do they call that?
A hinky.
Yeah, a hinky vote. Isn't that what they call it? Isn't that what they call it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe Morgan will like call it that. Like I'm not sure. All right, you guys. I also okay. So now I want to talk.
Before we move on.
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry to step on all your toes.
Now, the reason that we even get the chance to talk about Big Brother season 21 is because of this amazing network, AfterBuzz TV. Yes. We are the ESPN of TV talk for a reason, because we bring you all the hot goss. Okay, all of the major tea regarding all your favorite shows. And for us to continue bringing you the hot gossip and all the major tea, we have to grow. So in order for us to do that, you have to subscribe on YouTube, give us a rating on iTunes, and leave us a comment in the chat right now. Being a part of the AfterBuzz TV community has meant a lot to me. I get to come to this studio and hang out with these amazing people and talk about these amazing shows. So help support me. Subscribe.
Perfect. Gosh, that was so well done.
Aww,
incredibly well done. Well, you guys, I really want to talk about this. So, full disclosure, this is something that I really noticed and really wanted before the season started. I was really hoping that there was going to be some sort of duos twist. Mm-hmm. And now this is sort of a duos twist that wasn't, but kind of was, and I'll explain it. So, like, I was really hoping. I thought, you know, we've seen dynamic duos before, like Rachel and Brendan came in, and Jeff and Jordan in season 13, and Rachel ended up winning that. Mm-hmm. But as you guys know, Tommy and Christy know each other prior to the house. They mentioned that in the first episode. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess Christy dated Tommy's aunt, which is just interesting. But they were in pictures on Instagram.
There are.
They were on pictures in social media. Blah blah blah. Whatever. But this isn't like putting like Morgan and Alex Ouellette in the house. It's not like putting the Nolan twins. It's
right.
There was something. This is different to me. Mm-hmm. And I guess my whole thing is like, fans also connected dots and found out that Jackson and Avi both went to Tennessee, and that both Jack and Isabella climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. And then you said
Holly and Catherine
both did pageants, right?
Well, they were and they were friends on Instagram. There was actual screenshots of them liking each other's pictures.
What?
Yes.
What? Mm-hmm. Twist after twist to twist.
Wait, is it confirmed that Avi and Jackson are an actual connection?
No.
Because I'm sensing the way that they communicated with each other at the beginning, whenever they were like, did you go to UT? UNT? Yes. I thought that was really organic. I don't think that was a
front. Yeah, no, that was very organic.
No, I think it was too.
I think if they actually knew each other, they wouldn't have even mentioned
for
the University of Tennessee.
Not that early.
So no, we would get a confessional. We'd get something. But
wait, would we though? Because are they going to reveal the duos later?
See, that's what this is what doesn't make any sense to me. And this is what I've been trying to grapple with. Like, I don't know what the Tommy and Christy twist is supposed to accomplish.
Yeah,
like, for example,
exactly.
You know, like these other twists, like when even if you're like the Nolans or the Ouellettes or whatever, that was different because they were going to have to figure out how they, you know, how to navigate the house with them in the house.
Because they were so close, because they were sisters. But in this
sisters
case,
make sense.
It is kind of disassociated, and it's almost as if they want us to see if they will work together or not. Will they sabotage each other? Because Christy was even like, oh, I got your back. But Tommy, he just wasn't, he was like, okay, yeah. But he never said it or proclaimed that they were working together, so.
But do you guys really think that there's something, because to me it's like, do you think that these two people were just so amazing that producers were like, we have got to, even though they might know each other, we have got to get these two people in the house?
I think it was a mistake.
Really?
It was either a mistake, or they knew that they knew each other and were just like, forget it. We like them both so much, we're just going to put them on. This thing does not feel like it's supposed to happen.
Be a part of the game.
Like, I would have thought there would have been other duos.
Having to guess, I think there might be other duos that are going to be revealed later in the season, like in the next few episodes.
I hope so.
Aren't there multiple people from Texas? Like, what if Cliff and Catherine know each other? Yeah. What if Cliff is Catherine's uncle? They haven't spoken, you know?
They're estranged.
I know.
They're estranged.
It's like, Catherine doesn't even know Cliff is her uncle. They're going to take them both in the room and be like, we have a DNA test.
We take him to the diary room.
This is turning into Dr. Phil.
What it is. They told us there were going to be 16 house guests. There's going to be 17 because the aunt is joining. Boom, Christy.
Robin Cassidy, if that is true, please tell us.
Yes.
No, that's actually, that would be very, do you think that I think the aunt was in the video too when there was a woman, I mean, I guess that wouldn't make any, I'm basing this off of seeing a blonde woman like hug Tommy,
it's
and
like,
I'm just like, oh, Christy's time has to be the identical carbon copy of herself. Like, obviously, that's who that is. But yeah, I'm just so weirded out by it. I just wanted to get your guys' opinion because I just can't wrap my brain around that they would be so amazing. But you're right. So there's a bunch of people from Texas. There's a lot of people from Long Island, East Coast, New Yorkers.
Maybe not Long Island.
Why would Julie plug it if there's only one pair? Just like at camp, there might be somebody you know. Why would she plant that seed if there's only two people?
Or like maybe they did that because
they want
this. They knew that they messed up. Well, so they were like, hey, we gotta announce this because we know they're gonna go in the house. They're gonna see each other and they're gonna know each other. So they were probably like, so listen, we messed up. You gotta put this in.
It's like, damn, we cast everybody from the same school.
Let's be real. Julie takes every opportunity to want to say, expect the unexpected. Yes. So even if it just crumbles, we're like, okay, what can we expect?
Oh, God.
Well, yeah. I think that, I mean, and again, I think if that were the case, it would be, it's just like now I feel like it's more than coincidental that there are more people that may or may not know each other. I think Jackson and Avi are not, they don't know each other.
I don't either. I think that was very legit, genuine.
Yeah. If I had to guess, I would guess Cliff and Catherine. Oh. But in the chat, if you have any like duos that you think might know each other, tell us in the chat.
Tell us what you think of this.
And that is so perfect to mention the chat because we do have commentary. You guys are lit in the chat today. Thank you so much for commenting. So you guys are telling us what you think of each of the house guests. So I will let you know. Let's see. Myron Coleman says, Sam is loud for sure. Laugh out loud. Jessica is confident. Cliff is calming. Bella is easygoing.
Oh, okay.
Cheyenne said that she loves you, Rachel.
Oh, love you, Cheyenne. I know who Cheyenne is. Shout out, girl.
And special shout out to Joseph Bozo.
Oh my God, Joseph Bozo is always in our chat.
You are always there. Shout out to you.
We love you.
We do.
He has such good commentary too. He always does. I mean, he's very logical. He's very strategic. You should go on the show.
In the chat, if y'all see Joseph Bozo pop up, you know it's guaranteed.
Yeah, like that could have been better than these people that are half semi connected.
That's
you
the
people.
Best last name I've ever heard.
Bozo.
It's French.
It's French.
For clown. It's clown. So like let's actually get into what we saw in the last couple episodes. So I mean obviously we got all the pleasantries out. Everyone's really nice to each other at first. It's really fun. But I did like how you guys have mentioned you liked Isabella and I do too. I like that she was, you know, when everyone was like cheersing champagne, she's like, I know, in the back of my mind I gotta start gaming. I thought that was really good. But so Jackson, or I guess they're calling him Mickey.
Mitchie.
Oh, I thought it was Mickey. Wow, oops. he becomes the BB's first ever camp director and is forced to banish four people from the house who must fight their way back in. And so he picked Cliff, Kemi, Jessica, and David. So I want to know, do you guys think he went after the right people and why?
I do think he went after the right people. I think that he did it strategically. He picked the three people that were against him and who volunteered. And at the beginning of the game, you have nothing to go off of but first impressions or who fell first from the tree trunk or who did this and who did that. He didn't have anything to go off of. So the only thing he had to go off of was that. So for that reason alone, and I mean, he talked about the reason why he put Kimmy up was because she didn't even talk to her.
Yeah.
And if somebody's not going to come talk to me and campaign for their life in the Big Brother house, then you obviously don't care and you're not playing the game.
Yeah. But didn't Kimmy say something too? She was like, everybody, if you don't scratch my back, I'm not going to scratch your back.
But wait a minute. Like, you have to scratch it. Like, the one person has to scratch another person's back first to get
it
started.
Who's going to get started?
He has the power.
Right. Yeah. That too.
And again, it's one of those things. When I was in the house, you know, I mean, I love all of my house guests, but, you know, clearly I clicked more with some people than I did others, but I would go out of my way to talk to those people, even if I knew that I don't know how much we're going to have to talk about.
You know,
I remember the first week when I was with Steve, I would get up every morning and try to and have, like, coffee with him, like, do something because I was, like, because me and him weren't connecting because we were, like, totally.
Like, so do you like the color blue? Like, anything.
Did you have to wipe his sweat off his brow?
Like, oh, I didn't do that. But I did give him, I remember we had our 4th of July party, I did give him my beer.
Oh, that's nice. What you were doing, Rachel, was playing a good social game.
Unfortunately,
not everyone can grasp that. I agree. Kimmy definitely should have went up for that reason because she was like, oh, I'm not going to kiss nobody's butt. But you kind of have to.
Yeah.
Especially if they're in power.
That point.
But I took issue with him saying that he was going to put up the other people because they were against him, because they were campaigning against him. First off, they volunteered first for the camp director role. When it got around to him, he's like, oh, okay. It was really awkward to me how he announced
it.
Thank you. I'm 100% agreement with you. Yeah. He's like, yeah, so, you know, someone's got to do it. Like, he was just about to save the day. So then, yeah.
That was pretty good.
It was intense.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah. But anyway, so he did that, and then to go after them, to me, respect earns respect. So they came to the bat as well. So at least make sure they're good and then go after other people that didn't even want to put themselves out there. So that was irritating to me. So I disagreed with who he chose.
Mm-hmm. I agree with who he chose. I disagree with you, Jessica, on this one.
Come on.
I think that at the beginning of Big Brother, anything you do to separate yourself from the majority means a target on your back. So if you're going against the group of people, it's automatically that you're going to be a target, whether that means campaigning for camp director, whether that means being the only one not sucking up or whatever. Because, like, at the beginning, you have nothing to base who you're going to pick on. So you're grasping at straws. Who am I going to pick? How am I going to justify this to the majority? If you don't have something solid to pick, you're going to look like somebody who's maybe emotional or chooses people to put up on the block randomly. So I agree. He picked the three people who stood out to him in the slightest, and that's the way it needed to be. And he got his way.
You know what? It's amazing. What's amazing about this panel?
Can I just say,
yes,
too, sorry for that speech by Jackson? You're gonna have to work on your speech, buddy, because that was so strange. I do wholeheartedly agree with him. He got up. He wasn't even really campaigning. He just kind of like took the chance to get up and was like,
it was "very slow." Yeah. Too. It was very slow.
Well, somebody has to do it.
That moment made me change.
I mean, nobody really wants to do this job, but,
except the other beginning. Four people like that stood blade. Up before you. Yeah,
it was very
like,
slow. Like, it was very deliberately slow.
He didn't smile. He had like a little pick in his mouth.
I was like, well, so what's your point? Like, why are we supposed to vote for you? It's like, somebody has to do it. And then he sat down.
Somebody's got to do it.
All right.
I guess it worked.
But what's amazing about this panel is I literally was, I mean, I was totally, completely against you, Charles. And then what you just said made sense to me. I was like, wow, actually, I didn't think of it that way. Because, first of all, if it were me, I would never be campaigning for to be the camp director ever. Because that's just painting a target on your back, number one. But, Jessica, I agree with you because here's the thing. If I would almost respect the people that did that. Like, they're taking a risk in doing that, and I would honor that risk. Because if it were me and I were in that position, I would hope that the person that would do that, again, I would never be in this position because I wouldn't do that. However, that being said, I would be like, wow, they actually took initiative and stepped up just like me. I wanna honor them, and I would have maybe picked people that were not so obvious. Mm-hmm. Now, Kemi is an obvious choice. I'm trying to think of who, like, I can't, of course, if there's other people, but I mean, unless they were really compelling, giving compelling arguments, which they could have been. We didn't see everything, so I don't know.
Well, but maybe, like, you could have used that, been like, hey, I'm putting you up, Jessica, because you had moxie in putting yourself out there to be camp director.
Yeah.
And I think that that shows a lot about your competition, and I don't want to face you in the coming weeks. Yeah. I think you're a fierce competitor. And like I said, any indicator is a target. It doesn't have to be a target. It's just a flag. Like, anybody who sticks out is like the groundhog or whatever who puts their head up. You just want to bop them.
Yeah.
Sorry, I said don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Hate me because I'm an awful person at the beginning of the episode. Just bop them.
No, like, I mean, it's true, all, though.
Bella was like, I'm going to stab you.
Yeah. I
was
like,
back up.
She's like, just kidding.
I'm just kidding. Oh, she's one to watch.
I'm just going to mentally mess with you. I'm going to stab you. Okay. I'm just going to mentally mess with you. I was like, okay.
Oh, also, Annalise, I forgot to mention her. I think she's the soccer player. I think she's fun to watch, too.
There was a lot of people that had, like, issues with, like, and I don't know, maybe we kind of already discussed this, but like backlash going into this decision that he made, like being the oldest person being Cliff and the two black people being Kemi and David and the plus size girl being Jessica. Like, I don't know if I think, I'm just wondering, this is more, I guess, of a social question, but like, do you guys think that these commenters and stuff, these people are right in this sort of like backlash, or do you think that it is purely strategic and we just need to let them play the game? Because I think that's sort of a debate going on online right now.
Yeah.
I think it was maybe a little bit of a coincidence, but the conversation was there, you know, like the people on the fringes, the people who were like a little bit more marginalized, maybe like the people who were African-American or older were the people who were chosen or who were person of color or older
right,
were chosen.
She's Latina. She's Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico.
This is a diverse cast, and so, like, maybe that conversation I thought would have happened a little bit later, but I think it was a little bit of a coincidence, but the conversation happened, so.
Okay. I feel, so this is how I felt when I was watching just how the choice and choosing who the camp director was. Unfortunately, it makes me feel like why it's going to be so hard for us to have a woman president. And I'm taking this a different way. And this is why.
Whoa.
Because, I know. Listen, this is the uphill climb. And let me draw it out real quick. Jessica, with compassion, was like, hey, you know, I want to be in this role because I care about each of you. Like, I'm going to be honest and transparent and this and that. I'm going to do, you know, this and that. She had compassion and she had a plan. Uh-huh. Jackson was like, yeah. So I want to be in this role because
somebody
I'm not going home.
It.
And if I'm not in this role, I could be going home and I want to protect myself. I came here to get glitter or confetti on my shoulders.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, let's go behind him. The white man with no plan and just with confidence, because that's what, you know, people turn to. I sat back. I was like, wow, this is so telling just how people think. Instead of trusting this woman who is willing and able, they're like, no, I'm going to go with this man who's saying selfish reasons. So if that doesn't open your eyes.
Yeah, I mean, Big Brother is the best social experiment we'll ever watch.
It is.
So.
Yeah.
It is. Rachel, it brings stuff to the forefront you didn't even know.
Yeah, I didn't know that. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, I'm glad I had y'all speak first. But I definitely, I agree with both of you, actually. I mean, you just really opened my eyes to something I wasn't even thinking about. I mean, I definitely think it was coincidence, and I don't think that, you know, he did it out of spite and to, you know,
I agree.
I mean, they know what show they're going on. Mm-hmm. We all know.
Yeah.
Come on. They should know what show they're going on. If he was watching last season, he knows. So I don't think he did it you know, out of spite, but I do agree with you in the sense of just, yeah, Jessica, it would have been nice to see her have that role.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that she came at it versus the way he came at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gosh, I just want to see...
She's a Libra.
I'm a Libra. I can see things about... I'm a Libra.
Me too.
You are?
Yes.
Okay, well, we can talk about this afterwards.
I'm a Cancer.
Okay, Pisces on the cusp.
I'm very emotional.
Oh, yes, that's right.
What are you? Tell us in the chat.
Here's what I want to see. I want to see Cliff Hogg. I want his... Like, why can't anyone be 50 plus that looks like Bruce Willis? You know, like someone who's like just like a giant, like I'm gonna like
kick
show
butt.
These kids
Sylvester
like,
Stallone.
Yeah,
I mean, we kind of got that with
who?
Shoot, BB19.
Donnie?
Yeah, Kevin.
Kevin.
Kind of got that.
Yeah.
Kevin was like, Joe Pesci. I mean, he wasn't like,
yeah,
he was
gonna, you know.
That's true. He made it.
If there were cameras all around, he might have, you know, taken care of you.
I love Kevin. Every time I meet him, he's like, anytime you come up, you come,
exactly,
come stay with me.
Right.
You come stay with me.
Anytime.
I love you. I love your family.
Yeah, Kevin's a good guy.
I love him.
But you're right. Why can't they have, like, a older person who isn't like the older person
on the
show.
They're always like middle. They're always like, it feels like they're always southern. They're always like, they're always like overweight. Sorry, Cliff Hogg.
I was just going to say, why can't they? Because let's be real, we're getting younger as we're aging.
Yeah.
Right? So there's fit and like people who are able to handle all the competitions and tackle it.
Let's not sleep on Cliff Hogg the third, though.
You're right.
He was the first one to get out of that. I am not throwing shade at
Cliff Hogg.
And in that HOH, he left. We'll get it. Yeah, he lasted very long in that HOH.
Well, let's get it. Well, let's get into the HOH competition. But basically, before that, I just want to just say that, you know, Jackson and Jack. So now he's the camp director. He's become this.
Mm-hmm.
Now Jackson and Jack, Jackalman. I'm not really sure what.
Mimosa, Jack Mimosa. That's what Catherine said. I was like, I want a mimosa, but that's not his last name.
Jason
right
Mimosa.
Jason Mimosa.
That's such a good impression, by the way. But so they recruit Nick, Holly, Christy, and Isabella, who doesn't know anyone's names, to form a Power Six. Thanks, Level Six.
Power Six.
Yeah.
Thanks, Level Six. So do you guys like this alliance, or what do you think about it?
I don't. It doesn't seem like...
It's too crazy. Soon.
It's too soon. Yeah.
The bonds are superficial.
Like, Isabella's like, who? What's this person's name? Like, she doesn't even know half people's names.
Yeah.
She's in an alliance with. And I felt like when we made our alliance in BB20 with, I mean, we were like, set. This is like, we are in this. We love each other. This is something that's going
to... And y'all have been in the house for how long at that point?
We solidified level six on, like, day two or three.
Okay, never mind then. Because I was like, it's been too soon, but y'all have, like,
oh, yeah. And you usually do it pretty soon. You have to.
Did this alliance on season 21 actually meet all at once, or did they say, like, okay, you're in it?
I think they all met at different times.
I think that they have to make sure that it's secure from the jump. And to me, these people are already showing themselves to be flaky from when they told Jessica that they were going to vote for her.
Exactly.
To never going back to say, you know what, I changed my mind. That's respectable. But just to drop that vote and be like, I'm going to move over here. And they're like, I'm going to move over here. Chrissy's like, oh, I'm going to be with Tommy. Oh, no, I'm going to be with Aquaman. Like, who are you going to be with? I just feel like they're just too scattered.
Yeah. It's too much. Go ahead, Rachel.
Oh, no. I was just agreeing. Yeah.
That's a good point, though. That they did flip-flop. And I do think that in order to form a strong bond at the beginning, you all have to be, like, physically in the same room. Yes. So you can physically look at the other person in the eye.
Someone should be the HOH. Like, you should be able to meet in the HOH room or something.
Yeah. Who got HOH?
No, go ahead. We can just get into this.
Yeah.
It's like, reveal it, girl.
Well, Christy got HOH.
Yes.
She was one of my stands, so I was definitely happy when she got HOH, but she's a part of that alliance, and now it's like that person, like, I remember Tyler won HOH my season. We were like, oh, this is definitely going to be the alliance we're in.
Yeah.
So if those other five people are smart, they're going to stick with Christy, and they're going to solidify this and be smart. But
that will strengthen the alliance for sure.
The one thing that worries me about Bella, though, is she is not – she was – seems like recruited, and she's not a huge fan of the show. So I just don't know if she's going to, like, click in her mind. Like, because she was talking about in her pre-interviews that she wanted to be with, like, I'm going to be in this alliance, and this alliance, this alliance. So hopefully she is smart and she knows, like,
how to play that.
I need to stick with this and be like a Brett. Brett had not watched Big Brother before Brett was on Big Brother. And so but he was smart about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that she'll just be smart about it.
Yeah.
Since she's one of our favorites.
I think that's really a good thing to know, because I wouldn't have thought about that. I mean, now all these people should solidify themselves. And I just think that they're going to start falling through the cracks, and people are going to start, it's going to be like, Christy's going to have this power. And then Tommy is going to definitely, they're going to get into an alliance. I think that there's no question about that. It'll just be interesting because, like, even last year with level six, you guys, like, would pull people, like, people would, some people would be in and then some people would be out, and then some people, it was like this push-pull tug of war. I'm just hoping that there's another side of the, you know, like, if we're going to base it off of last year, what I think was so compelling about it was that there were two factions of the house. Like, they were going back and forth with each other.
Yeah.
And that's what was so interesting. If, like, this alliance just then steamrolls everybody or this sticks together. But I think what we're going to see is that it's going to start
breaking apart.
I think it didn't form in a strong way.
And agreeing with something that Charles had slightly said, them getting HOH this week will strengthen the alliance. Mm-hmm. Had they not, then it would have fallen apart, because they would have been trying to reach and climb up whoever the next HOH is. And just one prediction, I feel like Tommy and Christy, they're going to work together but separately. I feel like Tommy may get in good with the other side of the house and then be each other's spy.
That's what would be great.
That would be amazing. Yeah. Now, that would be like smart. Then I would be like, okay, you guys can have this twist.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Before we get to our special segment, I just want to ask you guys. So, David, I think we mentioned that he lost the buyback.
Yeah.
He lost in the buyback. I guess he was banished from the house. That was so sad. But he was like, she's like, you can, Julie Chen was like, you can stop playing. And he's like, okay.
Oh my gosh. My first competition last year was In the Dark. I was like, when I was watching that, I was like, oh my gosh. I don't even know what I would have done if I got eliminated. Rachel. Right. Yep. It's over.
Yeah.
Done.
Stop playing.
Yeah, if you could just stop right now. Your dreams they've all gone down. The train.
I would be like, escort you out.
I don't think I would have been stable.
No, you would. You well, but listen, but she.
But what you go through to get on that show,
right? Yeah.
But,
yes.
Julie Chen Moonva said it. For now, what do you guys think? Do you guys think? Do you guys think it's going to be like a Caitlyn situation where she has to build a five-piece puzzle?
No.
Or do you think it's, or what do you think, what do you think for now, what do you think he's going to have to do to get back into the house?
I think it's going to be the whole, the first four people eliminated or something. Okay. They do the back the end, back. The battle back. Yeah.
But Julie said thinking. It's going to be something that's never been
and
done
it's
before.
It's happening next week.
And it's happening next Wednesday. So I think, I'm hoping that it's something special for him, to be honest with you, because that is the absolute worst feeling to go home day one. That is horrible.
Maybe he has a connection with one other person in the house, and he has to work with that one other person to get back in the house, so their connection is going to be revealed as he re-enters the Big Brother house.
That is some shady stuff. All right, Charles, take it away with our special segment.
All righty. So our special segment involves our brand new panelist, Rachel Swindler from Big Brother Season 20, in a little segment I like to call, we like to call, Rachel H. Isn't that great?
That's so cute. I love it.
It rolls off the tongue.
Perfect.
Rachel H. I like it. It's great because I never was HOH.
Oh, you never were. Well, now's your chance.
Now you can be HOH every week.
Yeah, because remember when I was almost HOH and I was doing this?
Yeah, you put like
10,000, 7 million or something, like something that was completely different. Like I got off the show and my best friend was like, Rachel, I calculated that and it was like, that was like 37 days.
Basic edition.
I thought the competition was 37 days apparently.
Oh my God.
So that was super embarrassing on national television.
So
but again,
because you were on the show, we're going to get an insider's take on what they would do if they were on this season of Big Brother. So Rachel, in this segment of Rachel H, I ask you, if you were in the house and the power of the camp director was revealed to you along with your other house guests, how would you play it? Would you campaign? Would you partner with somebody who campaigned? Would you lay low? What would you do?
Absolutely, 100%, I would lay low. Exactly what I did in my season. I did not. I remember when I had the escape and play, I was like, I do not want to be involved in this. Like, I don't want anything to do with the first couple HOHs.
Right.
So I would have definitely not done that because I would have. I know I have a really good social game, so I would have relied on that to get in with whoever got camp counselor.
Okay.
So I definitely would not have campaigned for it. I would have laid low, and I just would have worked my chime. And I mean, if it was Jackson, I think I could have, you know.
Yeah.
I think we all can agree on that. I think it's a smart decision to lay low.
Yeah.
So now I have a tougher question for you.
Okay.
What would you have done had you gotten camp director by some fluke and had to banish four people?
Ooh. So I know that we spoke about this, and we agreed with what he did. I would have probably have done, you know, what he did. I would have gone with the three people that nominated themselves. I mean, again, there's so many different ways to look at it. But my first instinct is to go with who has put themselves out there, you know.
In any way.
And those are the only three that would stick out in my mind. So, of course, like, I just think I would have. But what I, this is the only thing, what I would have done is I would have pulled each of them aside and I said, hey, listen, this is the reason I'm doing this and I'm so incredibly sorry. And I would have made anything that I could, deals, promises with them so that they knew they were safe and I was sorry.
Do you think that would, because he tried to do that with David and it almost kind of backfired because David looked at him in the eyes and was like, I do not like this feeling right now that you're doing
this. Well, I didn't like the way that he approached David with the pawn thing. I would have maybe done
that. The word pawn.
Yeah, I was like, no, what are you doing?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense because you're already nominating the other two people that nominate themselves.
Right.
Like, that's the three.
Pawns don't have to put work in.
Yeah, I would have thought that Kimmy, he maybe would have pulled aside and been like, hey, just want you to know, nothing personal, but this is why.
You haven't come up to me
yet.
I don't know. I would have had a little bit more explanation behind than what he did.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done.
Yeah, because that pawn thing, though, was so
that
strange
was
because he did not put weaker people next to him. He's like, I'll put you out there with the weakest crowd.
Yeah.
Therefore, you know.
And also, pawns don't have to put work in. Pawns just sit there on the couch.
Right. Exactly. He's like hosting him.
Competing.
No. Yeah. If he had walked up to me and said that, I would have been like, get out of here.
That is a red flag. I mean, at what point can we just put that word to bed?
Yeah.
Like, we need a new creative word for let's work together.
Pawn of the dead, right?
Pawn of the dead.
Well, thank you for this beautiful segment of Rachel H. We got some insider intel on
like
what our real house guests
I mean, that's good enough for me. I mean, like, I disagree, but I think that that's a I did disagree, and now I'm, like, rethinking my whole life.
I know that that's Big Brother for you.
I know.
You rethink
really
everything
and
all the time. You're like, oh, my God.
That's the joy of this panel, what you guys have to watch each week, because we all have different views.
Yeah. I change my mind every 30 seconds.
I know. I'm always changing my mind,
But that would be good in the house, because I feel like you would, well, I mean, sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, so let's get into predictions.
Predictions.
Oh. Yeah, I think we have some music. You're
after Buzz. Oh, we do?
We do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that next. Okay.
After the predictions, we go into something else.
You don't know what it'll be yet, but it'll be there.
All right, you guys. I want to know, we did pretty darn well last season for BB20.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys?
We did actually very, very well. So I want to know, who do you guys think will win it all? It doesn't have to necessarily, I mean, it should be one person, but I would give you guys two. I would allow you to say two people.
We're allowed to say two people?
Yeah. And I can start if you want.
Okay,
please. I think two people that have a really good shot, like I said before, is Nick. I think Nick has a really good shot, only because I think he's now, as we've spoken about in the Six Power Six Alliance, he has now saddled himself straight between several bigger targets than himself. Mm-hmm. If this alliance can stick together, I think he has a really good shot of riding this wave for a very long time before he even has to lift a finger. Mm-hmm. I think the fact that he is a therapist and his whole job is to read people is something that is like incomparable to what other people are able to bring to the table. And I just think that he has just a very like even keel, like he's different too. I don't know. So anyway, I think he has a pretty good shot. And then I need to get my list. I was going to say, I guess if I had to pick one other person, I'm gonna say Christy. I think that again, she has a really, there's something about her that like, you know, and a lot of people, you know, it can go either way. Tyler went really far in your season. Nicole ended up winning BB18 after she won the first HOH. I'm just thinking about first HOH is either really good or really bad. But then you look at other seasons and then it's not the case. So I wanna say Christy because I think she has a very even keel attitude, and I think she's been proven to get along with a lot of different people. She seems to be very likable, which I think can allow people to go pretty far too. If she can just kind of keep that, she kind of reminds me of Christmas actually, and I don't know why that
is. Yeah, she does. There's been a lot of comparisons.
Really? Oh, there has been.
Yeah, there has.
I guess I'm on track. So anyway, go. Someone else go.
So I'm going to. Gosh, it's so hard.
I know.
Funny, Nick didn't really strike me in his pre-interviews, but now watching this, and like I said, I feel like he's very protected. I mean, but I'm going to go with my first two people that I really wanted to win, and that was Christy. I think she's one of my picks to win, and Tommy. So I would love to see. I don't know if Tommy's going to get in his way, though, and be a little too much, extra. And then people are going to maybe get annoyed, or I don't know. But I am hoping for a Christy or Tommy win.
Okay. I agree. I agree with Christy. I think we're all, like, on the same page with her because she is super smart. I like Bella, but I don't know. She's not catching on as quick. You know, she's a little slow with that. So I don't know if she'll go the long distance. I actually think that Jack will make it very far. So that's another one of my predictions.
I agree with you, too.
Yeah. Because he's charming, he's good-looking, the girls will huddle around, the men are like, he's strong. So people like that, they don't really want to get out. And so I'm curious to see, though, his game play.
But he's lying low, and started very quickly. Like, the fact that he it shows that he's, like, able to, like, step back. Because I feel like the camp director thing, I feel like a guy of his a different mindset, who looks like him and is strong and whatever, kind of like Jackson, would be like, yeah, I'll do this, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, remind me who's in that six-person alliance again.
Christy, Holly.
I think, because if Holly was in it, I think that she's one of my picks.
She's a safari guide.
Yeah. She's the
Sommelier.
I want to hang out with her.
I think Holly is in a good position.
Drink some wine.
Because Jack said at the beginning that he really liked her, right? Whenever she was introducing herself, she made a really good impression with everybody, and Jack was like, well, the most interesting person here in the house.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I think Holly is in a good position because nobody really has mentioned her too much. I think she's laying low.
And they just want to protect her.
I think she's like a true blue. I think they're trying to carry her and get her number. And I think that...
That's a good pick.
I think she's gonna do well. I think Holly and... I was really on for Isabella, but the fact that she like couldn't remember anybody's name.
And then she's like,
maybe it's strategy. We don't know. Maybe it's strategy.
I love them.
I know she's like, who's Christy? Okay, I like her.
Christy. Yeah,
also,
cool.
She's hilarious.
Yeah.
But you know, David said one thing that just was not correct. He said that he wanted to be the first African American to win Big Brother, but Tamar was.
Yeah. Well, that's because he said he was recruited, so he doesn't know much about Big Brother.
He doesn't get it.
So he don't. He come on, if you're a true Big Brother fan, you know.
You don't
going
get
on
it,
here.
Do you?
No. All right. So it sounds like we do have some news and gossip.
Yes.
Yes. Your face. Well, I love that face.
Well, we kind of already kind of discussed most of the news and gossip I kind of had, so we'll just kind of breeze through it really quick. I did have the possible duos pair written down. That was all over Twitter for a couple of days, but we did only confirm. We only have Tommy and Christy, so to be determined on who else. We have a lot of news articles with, again, we've discussed on this, fans bashing Jackson's banishment. So a lot of people are calling him the Luke P of Big Brother. Oh, so if you've been following The Bachelorette, they're calling the Luke P of Big Brother, which is not a good thing. They are, you know, Twitter is up in arms the past 2 days saying, you know, it was, you know, racism. So
to ageism,
be, yeah. So not looking too well for him, but again, in the Big Brother world, everything is, like, really big for, like, a couple of days.
Right.
I would know. And then it's all of a sudden gets swept under the rug. Yeah. So hopefully this will just kind
I think this is this is sort of blown out of proportion.
I believe it has been, too. And
there's a difference between what people on Twitter are saying and what the house guests are
saying.
Exactly. If they're not impacted, it's not going to impact these
guests. Yeah. And I believe, because Julie had made a statement that it was a color war, too, for the HOH competition. People are taking that and running with it. How can we not put the things together? And then there was a clip on Twitter of Annalise saying that Avi could not touch her because he was not attractive. So
controversy.
Say exactly how she said it.
No,
you said it earlier. Only pretty people can touch me.
Only pretty people can touch me. And that's not cool. Yeah.
I want to get your take on something. Because whenever all these house guests move into the house, they're not so aware
of the cameras.
Mm-hmm. And they still kind of let it spew. And I feel like the first few days is when the live streams get inundated with viewers because people are so hungry for Big Brother.
Yeah, right. Of course.
So you have, like, a perfect storm where all these people are being researched on social media. They're letting it spew on camera, and more people than ever are watching them. So do you think that you acclimated later on? Like, do you think that they're going to start, like, getting used to the fact that they're being watched all the time?
Yeah, and, you know, production has a way of
letting you know.
Okay. Feeling that out.
Yeah.
I see what you mean. Okay.
Because they want you to be portrayed in the best light possible.
Yeah, they're network.
And you know, some people don't realize what they're saying, and it could be taken out of context and all that jazz.
Totally.
So.
Well, you guys, that's it for us. We're going to get more. We're going to have to talk about a lot more about this on throughout the season. But follow along with us throughout the season. Send us your questions, comments, hate mail. I don't know, using BuzzBB.
Don't hate, please. I hate the hate mail.
Sorry, it's fine. Don't
like
worry.
It'll
be fun. It'll be a good gas. We'll have a gas with it.
Find us
on social media. We'll have a gas. It'll be great.
I thought you said you had a lot of gas.
Yeah, is that true? I eat a lot of broccoli. Anyway, we are hopefully going to be here next week at a different, maybe a slightly different time since it's 4th of July. We'll keep you posted. Check our social medias. Will we have a special guest? All I can say is expect the unexpected. All right. Thanks for joining us. That's it for us. I am Bryce McClay. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Bryce Advice. Take it away.
Rachel Swindler. You can find me on Instagram at Rachel Swindler or on Twitter at Rachie Swin.
And I'm Jessica Williams. You can find me on Instagram at Miss Jessica Williams or on Twitter at Miss Jessica WW.
And I'm Charles Connelly. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Charles Connelly.
All right, guys. From outside the Big Brother house and inside AfterBuzz Studios, good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
We love you.
Founder Kevin Undergaro and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.